This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the THP and I'm caffeinated today, baby. How are you girls feeling?
Caffeinated.
I slipped up and drank too much coffee and I shot it too on the way here. I was trying to get here.
Because you came in late too.
I rode my motorcycle screaming Queen songs.
Did you? And then when he got here, the reason he's breathless, he just got down and did all these Mike Tyson push-ups.
I'm trying to burn something because I feel upsettingly caffeinated.
Okay, I have less caffeine in my body than both of you, and I wanted this to be kind of a serious, kind of detailed potty. And now you two are both caffeinated, and you're going to destroy my potty.
Well, I just want to label what we just did for the Treasure Hunters. What am I going to call it?
Pre-potty fun.
I always say that.
Behind the scenes.
Hashtag BTS.
So if you guys don't mind, may I, with nary a rabbit trail, just dive into the topic?
Yeah, sure. We'll give you that today.
Because that never happens. I wanted to talk about just the fundamentals of Trim Healthy Mama, which really are the fundamentals of basic healthy eating. I want to go back to basics. Why? Because on this party, we take you on lots of journeys. We take you into the future. We take you sideways. We take you full circle. And that's all great. And that's what Serene and I are excited about. But I was thinking, you know, and I hear some reaction is sometimes, but can we just stick to basics? So today I'm going to do that because I was thinking, I hear you. I have some hobbies, some passions, some different things that, you know, I don't talk about here. One of them is peptides. I like to research peptides and I feel like I started doing this. Peptides are things in your body and they're going to be the future of medicine. Mark my words.
Mark me.
That's an inside joke for those of you who've watched Outlander.
Only with Video Angel, by the way.
But anyway, I've been studying them for about 3 years. I thought that I was kind of knowing my stuff, but I forget my stuff. And I was really thinking to myself the other day, man, I wish someone would just do a basic podcast on peptides so I could kind of relearn some things. And then I thought, Pearl, you jolly hypocrite. You expect our potty listeners to be right up there where you're at.
So we're going to go back to body weight squats instead of all the versions of weighted. So we're going to go back to
talking about protein and how many grams of lutein you need and how many fuelings you need and the numbers and all that. But okay, that's all good. We don't want to stop doing that. But we should also kind of what the Bible says, gird up your loins. Like make sure you've got kind of what you need to know about you. And let's go back there and revisit. If you're a vet, THM, that's okay because we all need reminders. Some of the basics we forget, right, when we get all excited about future stuff. Does that resonate with you at all, Serene? Or you're only a future girl?
I've got special spandex and I'm on my special three-wheeled Harley bicycle with the stuff. I don't want to come back down and
What has spandex got to do with it?
The high flying, we're doing tricks yes. and stunts now. I don't want to come back to the training wheel.
Okay, but you're going to love these training wheels. Let's put our training wheels back on.
You said peptides?
Yeah, I was just pulling that out of my hat. A subject I'm interested in.
Yeah, peptides. But you said peptides were the future of
health they and are. Medicine. Of course, yes.
Okay, semaglutide,
that's a peptide.
Think about some of the medicines out there right now. I mean, these weight loss medicines that are helping a lot of people, they're peptides. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the brain, they're ciprolysin.
What's that
the
one
things in our own
me?
Body.
What's that one you're going to help me get Sam on?
Ipamorelin. Yeah. BPC-157. If you're not familiar with peptides, these are just some of the ones, thymosin alpha-1. But okay, so this potty is not about
this
peptides.
This is not that, because I'm about to rabbit trail hard.
Okay, well, we'll do another potty about peptides, because they are coming. If you're sitting here and have never learned about peptides, they're going to be your future. I predict it.
I feel like you've pronounced that word about three different ways.
Which one?
Peptides.
Peptides. No, there's only peptides.
See, you said Pepsi.
You gave me Optimize Your Health with Therapeutic Peptides. I'm about to be a nerd, too.
Okay.
Okay, but that's not the basics.
Sorry, not... I don't know. That's a book kind of on the basics. I've read
a
few books on it.
Jerry.
Okay, here we go. Can you two allow this podcast to happen the way I want it to?
Give me the peptides.
You want to let me go here. So I wanted to kind of, especially for those of you who are beginners and just joining us, we forget that we've got newbies joining us all the time just starting Trim Healthy.
It's true.
And I wanted to kind of go back and revisit what this lifestyle is all about.
You're so wise.
I think there's such a need for it right now.
She is so wise. Pearl?
Yeah. Pearl of great price.
No,
yeah.
I'm Pearl of wisdom.
What would... imagine us without Pearl.
I know. We would be...
we'd be doing armpit noises.
The sarcasm is dripping right now.
No, it's Pearl, no, I am so serious. Okay. You bring a level of seriousness that we need.
I would say...
Never allow them this caffeine, guys. Never.
I would say a level of a level of depth.
Okay, so think about a newbie right now listening in. They don't want to hear your little sarcasm. They actually want to hear what I'm about to say.
Actually, I was giving you a special speech.
Yeah, I know, but it was dripping with sarcasm. Okay, so right now I feel like there's a need for it because typically there is, but right now there are so many extremes when it comes to eating going on.
Yeah, there is. Oh, yes, there is.
More than usual, I would
say. Yes,
yes. Yeah. We've got carnivore. An absolute extreme. It took keto and then took it to another level where all food groups except meat and eggs are kind of evilized.
Can I just say there's a lot of thievery in that one?
Thievery.
You know, I've just noticed that God loves to give gifts and the enemy, you know, the devil, he comes to kill, steal and destroy, but he's a thief, right? Mm-hmm. He comes to thieve stuff. And these diets where you only get one thing to eat.
And I know a lot of people, turn to them because they're desperate for answers for their health.
Yeah.
And they've heard, okay, it cleared up all my gut problems.
Now, is it valid then? If there's an extreme
problem? No, it's not valid then.
It's just they got rid of all their junk, so things do clear up.
I mean, when you go to an extreme, you know, way of eating that is eliminating plants, is eliminating fiber. Yeah, a lot of things are going to feel like they're cleaning up because your gut biome is shrinking.
And so you get very quiet in the middle there.
Yeah, you're not having your little gas times after you're eating. But I have to say, you know, I've learned about gas, a lot about gas, and there's excessive gas, and we've had whole potties on gas.
I've had to give Pearl some special counseling phone calls and say, Pearl, you think you're better than other God's creation? You think you're better than the good old cows in your backyard? You know, God created us to have some gas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're meant to have some rumbles in the tumbles.
There's excessive gas, there's painful gas, there's all those. But certain just amounts of just gas, which is air filling up in your intestines.
He's a musical God.
As you ferment food.
Our God's a God of music.
You know, so, and I'm off on the wrong tangent, Pearl. You said you weren't going to do trails, and here you are doing them. Okay, but all I'm saying is butyrate is such a good longevity, disease-fighting bug.
Just say what butyrate is, mate. It's
just for
the new peeps in the room.
And
but it's just the fluff.
Butterate.
It causes gas. It's brilliant, but it causes gas. Okay,
it's flammable too, right?
Okay, there's carnivore. There is vegan. There are all these things out there right now that will strip away what you need. But
you know, I took the gift of fire to El Salvador.
What? Okay, I'm just... The trim, healthy lifestyle. Healthfully helps you find your ultimate trim. If that's what's needed. Mm-hmm. If that's what's not needed, it helps you keep your trim. Or it actually helps you gain weight without ditching entire food groups. THM eliminates sugar, separates carbs and fats if weight loss is needed, and grounds every meal with protein. That's the basics of it. I sat down, I thought to myself, Pearl, if you could do it in two sentences, what would it be? Those are my two.
I knew that you had put some thought into that.
Okay.
You said it earlier, wise.
It was really good. For real. I'm absolutely banning coffee. I kind of want you to be on the same page as me.
I'm trying so hard. I'm trying.
I get on your same pages when you got 50 million scriptures and you're all analogy 10 layers deep and I give you some seriousness.
Or I'm crying about my kids.
I give you the time of day.
I know I'm really trying to be serious.
Not hard enough.
I'm 1,000% with you.
Thank you.
Look at my palm.
I'm trying.
Carbs and fats are both important when it comes to nurturing long-term healthy weight through a thriving metabolism. Protein is also crucial. These are known in the scientific world as the three macronutrients. So we're getting so back to basics, right? Yeah. Macro is enlarged. Macro means large. And there's only three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Carbs, fats, protein.
That's pretty simple right there. Yeah.
I would just like it better if you said nothing right now. Because whatever you're saying... Your face doesn't match, okay? So macro means they have the largest nutritional impact on your body.
I'm trying to think of sad things.
Pull one completely out and deficiencies and other issues happen. So.
I lost my cat last week. Well, it's 2 weeks ago. No, you said sad. I'm on your side, Pearl. I'm trying to sad her down.
I just need a tissue and then I'll be fine.
You guys aren't thinking of our listeners right now.
I'm thinking of ourselves. No, I don't. I'm not thinking about this.
I'm trying to actually make our potty a something.
Valuable.
Valuable.
Deep.
Oh, why, thank you.
My goodness.
Instead of like, why are we wasting our...
Why would anyone ever take us seriously?
No, I'm trying to be serious. I hate myself.
John has no smart. He's not finding it. He's finding it immature. You guys, it's true. They said you're prepubescent co-host. Hey. It's so you're proving it to be true.
It's so true. It.
I can own that. I was mad when I heard it at first. But I thought so I'm a grown man with kids. Mad.
I wasn't even mad. I just knew it was me.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. I was in.
All the newbies have gone. I was talking to no one.
I was in. I sat with a friend.
Yeah.
His father was passing away.
This is sad.
His father was passing away, and we were in the palliative unit, and it was 3 days of us, the palliative care floor at the hospital. It's 3 days, and...
It's all you had to say. I'm done. I'm
yeah.
Done. It's nothing's funny.
It was this roller coaster of emotion.
Yeah.
He finally passed away, and his Alabama... brother and sister came afterwards, and they showed up, and it was real teary and serious. And then they said, "Yeah," they were like, "I remember when Uncle Donnie passed, and he was cremated, and we put him."
I was really in a good place. Did you put that accent on?
Hold on
you
a minute.
Ruined it
just
for me.
Just 1 sec. Hold on. 1 second. She was like, and we put him in a helium balloon and we sent him up to God. And this man had just passed away, and this was a serious moment. I scream laughed. Tears like shot forward out of my eyes. I was laughing so hard they were like spraying. And it was total silence around me. I couldn't see. I was laughing. So I was trying to be like, is anyone else like, oh my, I was mortified and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I was just bowled over laughing. And I look up, I wiped tears, thankfully, to see the whole room was laughing with me. Aww. And they were like, what is going on? I said, I was just imagining at some point Uncle Donnie's helium balloon busted. He could have landed in someone's coffee. Like, this is not romantic. This is not a magical moment. Uncle Donnie's ashes were at physics at some point kicked in. And that tickled me. And they appreciated it.
And the moral of it relates here.
You really did really something good.
Inappropriate.
The first 60 seconds, I was all serioused up. I was really to
inappropriate
go.
Laughter.
Pearl has to get on, but I have to say something. She's sitting here all high and mighty, like all she's above us. But I remember once when
talk
we were recording music artists before this whole thing.
Yeah.
We were doing this show, yep. And first song in, something made us laugh.
Yeah, it's hitting her. She knows.
And Pearl couldn't get it together. We both couldn't. But I'm a little sister. Of course I can't get it together. Pearl could not get it together. There was, we had to, people came, they paid money. We actually had to,
that was then, this
leave.
Is now.
We had to leave. We failed. They didn't even want to pay
us. The difference is that, you know, you grow, you mature in life.
Everybody fluffs, Pearl.
No, Pearl, you were a married woman with children.
Mm. Okay.
Don't you think you're better than me?
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So the three macronutrients are covered, right?
We've got carbs, fats.
Okay. But what about the micronutrients? Because this is what happens when you get into like diets like carnivore, even keto diets that are very
Yeah, but can I say you don't get your macros with a carnivore diet?
No, you don't. But micro, why are they so important? Micronutrients are what are found in like things like leafy greens, berries, fruits, tubers, sweet potatoes, all those foods that are, for whatever reason, are kind of despised by some diets, kind of embraced by others, but they're your micronutrients. What they are is they fight diseases. I mean, they raise your immune system. They cause your body to methylate properly. So they turn your genetics on and off. And so they enable us to not just be at the mercy of our genes, but to be at the mercy of how our genes can be turned in, on and off to influence our longevity, our disease state, all those things. Micronutrients,
and
right?
What are micro, like, examples?
They're the substances found in like leafy greens, flavonoids, things like that. Like when you hear turmeric or when you hear this is good for that, there are your micronutrients.
These are in the tomatoes, in the salad,
lycopene, and then in your green black tea. Rice and in the blueberries, it's thiat.
So we're talking fruits and vegetables.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So here's how it works. Now, the difference is with Trim Healthy, we embrace all of it. We embrace the macros. We embrace the micros. Mm-hmm. We do not leave anything out except if it's harmful to you. In the case of Devitalize foods, packaged foods that are full of white flour and sugar.
Are we allowed to go back to the macros? Why we embrace the macros?
Because all three macros.
In the macros, you've got two fuels and you've got your protein anchor, right? And so some diets, they choose one fuel and they just want to go all the way home on that one fuel. Yeah. You know, you've got the carnivore, which is, and the keto, and that's basically the fuel is fat for fuel. And but they're missing out on the glucose for fuel, which is all your carbohydrates. And we were designed to first prefer glucose, right?
Question.
So it's a two-engine plane and you're just chopping a whole engine off. But it was designed to be a two-engine plane. Something's going to give at a certain
and
point.
And you know what it will be? Your metabolism. Yeah. Yes.
Remember holding your hand up so long. Scaffolding.
You didn't even have a quarter second before you helped.
That didn't take long to have to help.
No. ADD is a medical condition. I don't appreciate it being laughed about. Back to the question.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate to go on an extreme diet for a couple weeks just to get you like... get the pain to stop or get, if you're having
Can
something
wrong.
Can I just
tell you a question, tell you an answer to that?
That's why I
asked.
Do
you know your leptin can tank in less than 3 days?
I didn't.
With going off of glucose. And that affects your thyroid. The thyroid affects your adrenals. So I don't like ever extremes. Now, of course, for spiritual reasons, people fast all the time. I think God covers that.
What I don't love is like when you got the fasting out there. What I don't love about fasting is something that has been done throughout the ages, like the millenniums, right? For spiritual reasons. But here's what I don't love about it. When it is used for weight loss or metabolism, because what is thought to be the answer is actually the harm. And yes, if is God is calling you to fast, then you do it. He's got you.
He's got
you. I would never talk against that.
No.
But when
what does that mean, God calling you to fast?
Well, like, in the Bible, it talks about, you know, they prayed and fasted. And it's not for God. God doesn't need our fasting. It's for people to, like, get rid of their own distractions and actually, you know, boost their faith. Because they're kind of, sometimes we're so focused on food.
Yes.
We need to kind of get that spiritual
flesh,
man in the forefront because our flesh person is so strong.
Almost like a withholding discipline kind of thing.
And can I tell you another thing about these, like, we'll just do a little thing for like 2 weeks. A lot of people use that, they go on extremes for a detox, like I'm just going to do a juice detox. But actually, sometimes that can be more harmful because the juice detox, it can be sometimes too, we're all about carbohydrates here, but if you have it in the base of carrots and apples, you can actually be get too much carbohydrates quickly into the bloodstream because you've taken all the fiber out, it's liquid. So that can be inflammatory to the body. And also, when you take away certain things that actually help the liver detoxify, like eggs and the yolk and things like that actually are incredible liver detoxifiers. And you take all that out and you're just putting some wonderful micronutrients in a carbohydrate liquid thing, it's actually counterintuitive
to true
detox.
You know, people will drop like 10 pounds 2 week detox. Oh, it will happen, I promise you. But what happens?
It'll come
back. Actually, it's going to come back. Why? Because you've actually harmed your metabolism more by pulling out protein. So you've lost some fat, yes, but you've mostly lost lean body mass.
And is that sustainable?
Because you're not having your protein. No, it's not sustainable.
That's the thing. That anytime I've ever done a temporary diet, if I've ever done anything that is under the category diet, I have regretted it, not been able to sustain it. Very sad when I'm doing it. I'm always very sad when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's so hard to
keep up. I think everybody listening right now would relate to exactly what you said. Regretted it.
Yeah.
Didn't enjoy it, and it wasn't sustainable.
It never. I mean, the nature of the word diet is you could replace it with temporary.
Right, but of course, diet in the broader sense of the term is just how you eat. I mean, how you eat.
But we're talking a special way of eating that's for a temporary time. Yeah. Like it's so.
So the trim healthy lifestyle gets rid of sugar and white flour. Because what? Those are actual harm. They are poisons to your body. And you could go to every single guru that's promoting a lifestyle, and there's one thing that people have in common. There's one thing that we all disagree on things, but there's one thing we all agree on. Sugar hurts you. So does white flour, because it is sugar in your bloodstream. So
they don't all agree. There are some wacko diets that try to help the adrenals, and they tell people to eat ice cream and orange juice, right? They go to a different extreme.
Okay, but yes, but
credibility, you mean?
Yes, anyone.
Well, actually, he's got some credibility. Pete, what's this? It's a kind of a very, very random diet where he gets people to actually eat sugar and drink orange juice for their adrenals. But there are so many better ways to nurture your adrenals
than
that.
There's fruiticians,
because you're going to crash in that.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the fruitopians or something?
Yeah, they usually are against white sugar. So most people, I would say 99% of people believe, and we're not talking. A tiny bit of sugar will get in your diet here and there. You can have some 85% dark chocolate. Yeah. There's a small amount.
There's a little bit of mayonnaise.
But we're talking about sugar that actually ignites your bloodstream, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't really know anyone who's sane that thinks that that's going to be healthy for your body. They don't. So we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. So Trim Healthy gets rid of sugar and white flour on the whole. Of course, we don't have to be perfect, but instead focuses on two types of healthy meals. And these are your E meals and your S meals. And they are always, always centered around protein.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we need protein?
Oh,
they anchor our meals, because they're going to steady our blood sugar. Yes. And because they're going to keep our lean body mass around.
And why do we want to keep our lean body mass, Danny?
Because.
Make it good.
John.
Because it's your metabolic tissue.
Yeah.
It's the fire that stokes your metabolism.
Right in your bones.
More muscle in that bum, and you have more calorie burning during the day.
Mm-hmm. More muscle all over your body.
You
burn calories.
Give me a second. I was going to say.
And of course, it builds minerals in your bones. And of course, it releases myokines for your immune system.
Yes.
The list goes on.
And because it actually
and on.
Aids your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Your IQ is raised.
So let's just go back and let's quickly just look. I mean, I don't even mind seeing this for me. And Serene, we invented this plan. But E meals. E stands for energizing. Yeah. And these meals focus on healthy carbs. They have minimal fat, and they include lean protein.
And it's very, very true. People say, well, you can actually get energy from fat. Yes, you can, but slowly. And so that's why you really can't do HIIT interval training on keto well, because you kind of hit a wall, right? But take that out altogether. You hit a wall in your metabolism, because there's things going on in your body that you can't see that need to happen fast. Mm-hmm. They need to happen fast.
Yeah.
And that is part of your metabolism. Metabolism isn't just about if you can lose weight or not. Metabolism is actually is the energy expenditure and what's actually going on in your body. And these things need to happen when they need to happen. And so without glucose, oftentimes everything is slowed down. Your metabolism has to
true and we've experienced both sides of that. I mean, we have, and I've got a place down here at the end of the party, because this is kind of was supposed to be an organized party where we're going to go into what happens when we deprive ourselves of each of these
macronutrients. You need to take back control.
meals,
and that way it'll be safe.
Yes.
When you have control, you feel safe in your heart.
So S meals stand for satisfying. These meals focus on healthy fats, have minimal carbs, they don't pull them right out, and they include either lean or fatty protein. So you see that difference? They are opposite of one another, right? These two meals. They're the weight loss meals on Trim Healthy Mama. When one celebrates fats, the carbs go down. When one celebrates carbs, the fats go down.
What do you mean goes down?
They are both designed for
fat
loss. So those of you who are watching right now, yeah.
So when the carbs are up high, boy, I hope I shaved.
I was checking, actually.
Do it like this.
I did
like
a quick glance. I didn't stare.
When the carbs are up on the seesaw, the carbs are up on the seesaw, the fats are going to be lower. When the fats are up on the seesaw, the carbs are going to be lower.
What's
that's when you're wanting to look. Shut up.
I'm serious. Are you telling me your body?
A seesaw.
Have you gone to a park?
You know when you sit on a seesaw.
I know that, but I mean, how does this
There's
apply?
There's no seesaw in your body. Meal. You imagine it in your mind.
We're talking about in a meal.
Why
okay,
is
so Denny's never read any one
from
of our
table,
books. So let's just. This is actually good.
How complicated can you make this?
Danny sat here for 6 years but never read not one of our books. So, Danny, in a meal, let's take our S meal.
Yes.
We are going to have higher fats, right? The fats are higher.
Okay.
So, what happens to the carbs? In a crossover, they're like this. We usually, in a typical meal, you have fats and you have carbs.
And Pearl and I,
pretend
and
the
you,
middle is protein.
You don't realize that, but you live on crossovers. We live on crossovers, and that's fantastic. It's all part of the plan. But if you want to lose weight, you do this seesaw.
Look at these fats. Okay. So in an S meal, because the fats are there, they're substantial. Look, those carbs need to go down so that we don't have to burn two macronutrients in a meal.
Oh, you're throttling the macros.
Throttling the macros.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay. Light bulb.
Okay, so they're opposites one another, and then you've got the carbs in a meal. They're substantial here. They're not too high. They're not spiky.
This is what the mamas know.
This is the mamas know. This is the thing you've missed out on.
This is Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah.
6 years later, baby. Hey, so.
6 years later.
So, okay, so
how
does.
Can we just take a moment? Can we?
I just want to say.
Can we take a moment?
The slow learning is the best learning, and we have established it.
Danny
now will be able to write the book on this.
In this foolish love is gay.
Okay, so the
reason. Hey, wait.
Okay,
this is
because he's just
critical.
Learning.
This is critical. So you've got the seesaw of fuels, fats and carbs.
Right. Yes.
How does the protein come
always
in?
Always in the middle. Always. Yeah,
it's the anchor.
Always
it's the anchor.
It's that rock that they both teeter on.
It's the fulcrum.
Yes. And Danny, if you want to maintain that beef, you just want to maintain a good goal weight.
I do.
You keep those things steady on that protein.
We're
with the
talk
protein
about
anchor
soon.
And but then the person who is maybe struggling with weight, they get to start
they
to play
do
with the
these
seesaw.
Seesaws playing, yeah.
Because
what control?
Yes,
that's it.
What freedom?
Yes.
And see the thing.
Cha cha cha. You remember when you guys wrote a song with a syllable as the entire chorus?
Yeah.
Can we take a moment?
Okay, so can I have my moment back?
And it's back.
I'm so glad you've got that now after 6 years.
This is good.
Wow.
This is a good plan.
Do you want to go into do you want me to help you just get this control here? And are you going to go in and tell them like why your body can burn one fuel? Or you just that's for another time. It's not basic enough.
I mean,
I'm going to allow you 5 minutes on that.
Oh, this is
in
his light bulb time. Because
right
she was saying, we seesaw it, right? We seesaw it. So I'm sure I did shave. I should be confident.
Just
okay,
try.
I see shave, but just the hint of a stubble.
You're good, but we are in 4K.
Okay.
Are we?
I think we're in
what
4K.
What is that? Like that
4K?
Real life video that makes everything look so raw?
It depends on the shadows.
We've got wrinkles on our face, they show.
The shadows and highlights, it could depend. Just let's see what you have. Just come on.
Just
come on,
be
I'll
proud.
Get mine out.
Be proud.
On, okay, so we're.
You don't like man hair. I like man.
I like man hair on my husband, not anyone
I like
other
man,
man
hair in an armpit. I don't want them to shave. You know how men are shaving every
well,
bit of hair.
Well, that's disgusting.
Off?
No, I like it on my own husband.
I like the 70s look, you know? Like the hair's out, you know? And they the men wore short shorts.
Yeah, they did.
Like I'm doing it again.
Yeah,
I don't do it
are.
Here. It's just okay. Public. But
can I tell you
back
something?
At the Hacienda?
Do you want to?
Daddy's in Daisy Dukes.
Can I just tell you something about your life?
And it's
bulb?
Weird with skinny Italian legs. Do it doesn't hit like the big German guys. You know, it's like, he's going to frame a house. With me, it's like, get this little man some coffee.
Okay. Do you want to go back to get your little slate out and chalk and write notes?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. So you were like, whoa, you put it on the seesaw. So that people who want to lose some weight start throttling with the numbers.
That was me.
Right?
That
and
was
then
me.
That way you can just burn one fuel at a time. Well, why? How can you just burn one fuel at a time, right? Not just because one is going to be predominant, right? Not just because of that. But because of a key factor to the body. The body is designed it will always burn glucose first. You put both fats and glucose in, even in equal amounts, it's not going to say, oh, which one should I do now? Which one? No, it's like, okay, we always go for the glucose. Why? Because it's safety. It's your safety net. It's like, we got to clear the blood sugar. This is what we do. We always clear blood sugar. When it comes in, we clear because we know what happens. Blood sugar left in the bloodstream, danger, danger. So we're going to get rid of it. So if you have a McDonald's meal, well, should we do a unhealthy meal or healthy? Oh, healthy. Let's say you've got your nice big sweet potato and you are a Danny. So you put a couple of tablespoons of butter in there, right? Nice. You're having a crossover meal and your body, let's just say the protein, but your body is going to start metabolizing that sweet potato first before it even touches the butter.
Puts your butter in storage for a little bit.
Where is it stored? In like
fat cells. Puts them in temporary storage for fat cells.
It'll stick. So I'll get a little fat, whether
it's
I notice it or not.
Stay there.
It's not staying there.
Okay.
If things are working, it's not going to stay there.
Right.
Okay.
But okay. So you have to burn that sweet potato first. So for people who want to lose weight, right, their metabolism may be already a little bit tanked, maybe slower, and they may not be working out, so they don't have active muscle tissues that's hungry, like feed me, feed me, feed me. They can hardly get, they might get through a sweet potato, but they're not going to get through two. And they're not going to even start on the butter ever. So that temporary fat storage is going to say, we're going to make that permanent.
It puts it in long term.
Because I can't even get through this. Now, if you're a Danny, high metabolism, and you're little Daisy Dukes, you know, a little Mexicano, whatever. You're just burning too many calories playing your banjo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the wrong culture. Okay, but you are going to burn through that sweet potato and it's going to be like, where's that butter? I got to burn through that too. In fact, let's do another sweet potato and another 2 tablespoons of butter. I can do the whole thing. Thank you. But you're special.
You are special, especially in your Daisy Dukes.
Okay. So most people, if you want to lose or you don't want to gain, most people have to play with those seesaws.
Mm. Right? Thank you, Serene. I loved that.
Oh, okay. Hold. Hold the phone. So when you
if you want to burn through a steak with cheese on top of it, don't put carbs in so it can straight away get to burning the fat.
You know what? We will hold on that, but we're going to come back right after we do these messages.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
We are here to talk about the Trim Healthy Biscuit and scone.
That's what I call my wife, Trim Healthy Biscuit.
That's
call
cute.
It scone. But if you were going to call her a scone, would you call her a scone or a scone?
Don't call her a scone.
A scone? Where are you people from?
From the motherland.
I'd call her a scone.
Okay, but can I talk about this before we rabbit trail on something? Because biscuits, well, to me, they are everything.
Because you got biscuit and eggs, biscuits and gravy, biscuits and...
Yeah.
Everything.
But actually, you see, we're so confused about biscuits. We only call them biscuits for you Americans because actually biscuits are something else down under.
Yeah, bickies and tea. You dunk your bicky in your tea?
They're cookies. But we will talk about scones.
It's like y'all are abusively cute down there.
I love scones. We grew up on scones.
Scones, jam and cream.
But scones, when they're made with white flour, are so unhealthy. And so are your jolly biscuits, man. They are, you might as well just go eat a bucket of lard and put some sugar on it. And that's what it does to your waistline.
Yes. Yes.
But we've changed all
that. But guess what? We didn't want you to have to like not enjoy your memory of those white bad scones. So we created a scone mix that tastes like the white bad
Say
kind.
Say biscuit mix.
They're not heavy bricks.
No, they're not.
They're not whole wheat heavy
Serene,
bricks.
If you say it tastes just like the white bad kind with all the gluten and sugar, I think you're giving the wrong impression.
I was raised by a mother who made the healthy, whole, like ground fresh whole wheat scones. They were bricks. One would last a week in your tummy, okay? I love them. They're sentimental to me, but we were out to not do that to you.
Yeah, well, okay? She's saying is true. They're not your sugar devitalized flour ones, but they're a jolly good gluten-free one and low-carb one, I'm telling you.
They are flaky
and
good.
And I love them as scones. I love to add the sweetener. I love to add the cranberry in there. Mm. I love to have them with a
orange
fresh
zest.
Cream. Yes, and we've got lots of recipes on the recipe page. If you go to our Trim Healthy website and type in the biscuit and scone mix, bunch of a wonderful easy recipes come up.
You can also make those McAdee things, you know, where you go to the fast food, you get that white biscuit, you got your bacon in there.
And then your syrup.
Your egg made in the round. Yes. You can just
But you know what? We developed these because we were selling them at Trim Healthy Cafe and there were such big sellers. We thought, let's put it in a little bag and people can snip it open, add their liquids, and they have it at home. And so that's why we did it.
Healthy biscuits.
Yes. Oh, mate. First ingredient is golden organic flax. Like, come on. It's amazing. But they got high protein in them too. Got collagen in there. Got all your superfoods.
How much comes in a bag? Like, is this for my whole family or is this my personal biscuit? Like a little muffin. No, remember the muffin in the mug?
You can make a whole batch.
Total multiples, yeah.
Yeah.
Make a whole batch. And then you can freeze them. And then
and your lovely Trim Healthy Bicky, your wife, she can have
Bicky.
She can have a ladies' tea party and with one bag, snip it open, make a whole tray of scones with jam and cream.
So this is, you can have your biscuit and eat it too.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
And we're back. So if I want to get protein like straight to the hungry muscles like you described, would I lower the carbs and fats in that meal?
Protein's not going to matter about your carbs and fats.
Except post-workout, yes it is. Fat will slow it down. Yeah. So that's why even the quickest bioavailable whey, or even better than that, free-form amino acids straight into the bloodstream, straight into the starved muscle.
You don't
want
to slow them down, yeah. Okay, but that's different. That's a whole nother potty.
But I would, like a post- or pre-workout meal, would I be thinking balance or would I be thinking heavier on the
Most
protein?
Most people think pre, if it's a couple of hours before, balanced. But afterwards, you just want to, hit it to
feed
those
muscles.
You do pure protein. You don't do carbs and fats with it. If you want to do a post-workout, that's why you don't put the carbs and fats in there.
Because the body will choose those first. Or am I
Glucose
am I getting
is
this?
Always the first thing. And fat slows everything down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, because this is this is like mission critical when people start to get into their spandex and want to do the tricks, right? They start to throttle and mess with what they're ingesting. So that they can get goals hit, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, so, all right. So the reason we separate these fuels, fats and carbs, into two distinct meal types is so your body only has to burn one at a time, as Serene said. The result is you are able to start burning your own fat stores, aka you lose weight. Trying to burn through copious amounts of both fats and carbs in one meal takes a lot more time. It gives a slim chance for burning through both fuels than burning your own fat stores. Burning just one or the other primarily makes all the difference. Okay, so while S and E, we just covered them, are the main primary meals, since this is a lifelong way of eating, three other classifications are used in this plan depending upon what your body needs. So I'm going to go through them so quickly, but they're very important because you're going to use S and E, and I don't know how long it's going to take you to get to your healthiest weight.
And you can
even calling it goal weight, because some goal weights are just
dysmorphic.
They're wrong.
Or made up out of thin air.
Yeah, it's like people think they might need to be a size 6 when they were always meant to be a size 12.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I'm not
going to
look like Hugh Jackman in Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. And so crossovers, people think, oh, Trim Healthy is S and E, but crossovers are a huge part to play. And
you can even use them while you're losing weight.
You can. And in our new book, Trim Healthy Wisdom, we're going to talk about different types of crossovers that actually help you as you're losing weight. But for now, crossovers are meals that put carbs and fats back together again. So Danny, they're what we've always told you to do. They are not weight loss meals per se. However, they're incredibly nourishing. They're kind to your blood sugar levels and they play a role in keeping your leptin levels from tanking. So that's why they actually kind of can be used even as you're losing weight, because they support your adrenals. They support your leptin levels. They support your thyroid
levels. They're a meal to throw in now and again to tell your body, hey, mate, you just relax. We got you covered. You're going to be happy.
And this is what Serena and I have grown into. You'll discover now with our new book, Trim Healthy Wisdom, that I was working on it first and I'm like, Serena, please come in here and help me. And I'm loving all the balance she brings. Is that crossovers we have, at first it was like, you're losing weight, S&E on our plan, please. Now we've come to a point where we've grown in knowledge and we've seen firsthand experience and 15 years later after we first started writing that book, we believe crossovers are such an important part of this plan. There is S&E, but there is that crossover for when also just to make you sane.
Mm-hmm. And can I say something about crossovers? Crossovers aren't just putting the fuel, the those macros back together again on an equal playing field, because the fact is we're never going to say unending carbohydrate. Oh. A crossover has a particular number. You don't have to memorize it. You can almost just imagine it. It's like one generous medium sweet potato to large.
But it is 45 net.
Yeah, 45 net if you need to know the number. You know, it's like 3/4 of a cup of brown rice. It's like one mound of rice. It's not like a big pyramid plate. So
fistfuls?
A good fist. And it's very fistfuls. Protective of your blood sugar, though. It, for guys, for people with more muscle.
Yeah, like you can have you, the fist. You know,
some
you can
people can do like that full cup or a little more.
You're just a guy that burns.
We're all so different.
Oh, okay.
We are talking to metabolically challenged people.
Yes, metabolically challenged people. The crossover is you look at your fistfuls or your 45 net gram carb. Now, people that like you naturally or people that train and they're in the gym, I can put down 2 sweet potatoes and it's not going to spike my blood sugar. Yeah. So you just got to know who you are.
Yeah. So crossovers are perfect for those in maintenance or anyone with greater metabolic needs like children or pregnant or nursing woman. But anyway, so then we've got fuel pools and I'm just doing this really quick. Fuel pools are the foods with low amounts of both fats and carbs. Think non-starchy vegetables. They don't have fats and they have like 2 net grams of carbs. They're your nothings. They're full of micronutrients, but they don't have a significant. They don't have any macronutrients.
Why the phrase fuel pool?
You're pulling both fuels. You don't have hardly any carbs, and you don't have hardly any fats in that
meal.
You've
pulled them out of the meal.
Basically, you just got an anchored protein meal with some micronutrients in there and some fiber. Incredibly slimming, but not slimming.
Not to be abused.
If you live on those, you will tank your metabolism faster than you can say
Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson.
Who is Jack
And so
Robinson?
You just throw them. You can have them for snacks from time to time. Yeah. Not any of us, but people who are needing to lose weight. And you can have them. Do you know when they're great even for us? At midnight or something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like a red-eye flight and you should be asleep and not thinking about food, but you're awake and you're starved.
You need to tell your belly to just stop it.
So you just eat something sane.
So fuel pools are like your lean protein, not your fatty protein. They're your non-starchy vegetables. They're and some berries. Berries are not very high in carbs.
Like if you just want to put some egg whites in a non-stick pan with just a sprinkle of nutritional yeast and make it crispy. Mm. Sometimes I do that late at night instead of like peanut butter and a spoon.
And then the last one, S helpers. And they are like an S meal, right? These are great, but they had a little bit of carb for nourishment. So not as much as a crossover. They're great for pregnant women.
And people with diabetes that actually are just, they get shaky too. So they can't take carbs, but they need carbs, you know?
Yeah, so sometimes. So what have we got? Summarize. We've got 3 weight loss meals. We've got S, fat-focused meals. E, carb-focused meals. Fuel pool, the negligible fats and carbs. And they're all 3 weight loss.
Hey, guess what else?
What?
Y'all's camera died, so it's just me.
No.
As you talk.
Oh, you're so
I want to take this moment, since the girls are off.
Hold on, can we just talk that our camera died? Can we put it back to life? We're going to stop and put it back to life. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You might not have noticed. I'm direct to camera now, but we had to stop because
you can't even for a second.
The camera, it stopped. He won't let me look in the camera.
What? I'm smelling burning.
Serene. It's a candle. Yeah. Okay. So we're back. Hopefully we're in the same focus.
How come I didn't smell it before? Oh, did I blow it out?
Someone blew it
out. Blow it out.
Okay, what were we talking about? Jack Robinson?
Jack Robinson, you guys just said a minute ago without breaking stride, like faster than you can say Jack Robinson.
That's a saying here in US too, right?
No, it's not at all.
What? We grew up with that.
It's not British either?
Well, let's learn.
You've
what
never
it
heard
is.
It, Ben. No, faster than you can
say
Jack Robinson. Yes, it's part of our heritage.
Look how you guys harmonize when you do it too. Jack Robinson. Okay, so I thought it was the Australian professional surfer, but no. Multiple citations explain references to Jack Robinson as meaning quickness of thought or deed.
Yeah,
the normal usage is something is done faster than you can say Jack Robinson.
Are we just more well-read than everybody else?
Totally.
We know that saying?
The phrase can be traced back to the 18th century. You see, I put on my announcer voice. I got a little more polished.
Drinking. Coffee.
Oh, no.
Well, it was the leftovers.
Goodness,
it's good stuff.
Can I see
it's
how
okay.
It tastes?
It has goat milk in it.
Some of the etymology and common variants of the phrase.
I don't love that.
Multiple citations.
I don't love it either.
Phrase first appeared in print in 1778.
Okay, but that's not what this party is about.
I thought you had ADD. Francis you should have Burney's forgotten that whole
novel,
thing by now.
Evelina. I'll do it as soon as you say Jack Robinson, she said. But probably...
Okay, that's enough. I'm cutting you off. So we're still on the basics here. So we've got, we decided that we've got three meals of weight loss. And then we've got your crossovers and your S helpers, which are not exactly weight loss. S helpers might be weight loss.
Down to the spit.
There ain't no spit.
You two, come back.
We're having communion.
Come back. You just got belled. Sit back. Sit on your couch.
Just doing remembrance.
So the timing. On this lifestyle, we eat a meal or snack every 3 to 4 hours.
Yes, we do.
But we don't graze on food all through the day.
Yes, can we talk about what that looks like?
Can
that take your control away?
No, I allow that to happen.
That's good, though. Well, we don't graze.
She said we have a meal or a snack. Or we eat a proper something, a thought out something every 3 to 4 hours. And that's different than constantly grazing, because when you graze, you don't know what's going to go in the mouth. You're just folding clothes.
Yes.
You see a Dorito there on the side of the couch that your child just left.
Or even healthy foods. But mm-hmm.
You clean
wrong.
Out your purse. There's a cheese stick in there. Well, why not?
Of course.
Just eat it. Or you just, it's like, sorry to say, husband, if you ever listen to these podcasts. But like my husband, he'll just walk past the bench and there'll be a salsa and chips out from the children. He'll just have like 3 or 4 and then he'll do something else like that mindless. And then he'll say, I haven't eaten at all today. I need some lunch. But he's probably had 3 lunches just with that subconscious
passing.
Well,
here's the deal. There's science behind the reason we say 3 to 4. And it doesn't have to be 3 for you, but it shouldn't go longer than 4. This is the science behind it. Serene said, well thought out. You need your protein in this snack or meal. And so a lot of times when we're grazing, we're not thinking about protein. We're doing little bits of carbs and little bits of grapes
here
and there.
He's holding his hand up with his arm
again.
We're
doing cheese, but where's our protein anchored meal? Yes, Danny, with the hand up.
If you're grazing, what if it's like healthy things from the earth, like nuts and what are the little goji berries, you know? Is it good to graze?
I'm saying no, because there's a time for everything, like Ecclesiastes says in the Bible. Yeah. There's a time to dance, there's a time to mourn. There's a time to eat and there's a time to shut your gob,
you're
right?
Hit me with
the
scripture.
Time
to shut your
because
gob.
That allows the digestion to properly happen. It's like what happens with the dryer. Okay, you put clothes in the dryer, but what if you constantly add something wet in there the whole time? It just lengthens things. You're not taking in a food, digesting food,
having a nice rise in blood sugar, and then having a good clear.
A good clear. Let it clear, Dan.
Could that lead to stomach issues of the constant digestion?
Yes, that makes bloating
so much
worse.
God created fluffs, but constant snacking is what man has created more.
Yeah.
But I want to say something.
You said that like it was right out of the Bible.
No, but you get too full. And it's what Pearl and I call bitsy eating. Mm-hmm. When you have a bit here and a bit there and a bit there, when it comes to proper fueling, you don't have the room for a good solid anchor of protein, at least 25 grams, and your good macros in there, or if you're losing weight, the ones you've chosen to put on a teeter-totter. You don't have the room for that when you've been bitsying here and there.
And Serena, listen, we're not perfect. This is something that we always say to each other when we do this, I wrecked my meal.
Yes.
Meaning, we started grazing in between, so when we come to have our proper smart meal, we don't really care to do it. We don't have the appetite for a proper meal.
We just need to finish it off with another piece of toast.
So we just keep grazing and doing stupid stuff. Yeah. Yes, Dan, with the hand up.
So I find this problem happens to me when I'm making the meals for my family. I graze on everything I'm making.
Yes.
Because, you got to take, how is it going? Like the chef.
Yeah.
I'll sit at the grill and, cut a piece and it's like, oh, yeah, that's all, that's pretty good. That's close. Or if I'm cutting watermelon. Ooh.
Yeah, well, you have to. Hold on. You have to have a couple of pieces.
Your stop button.
No, that doesn't exist.
And if you don't have a stop button,
then you
not
go for
watermelon.
Your meal and you just shoved full of watermelon.
Oh, especially summertime watermelon, and it's now seedless, because of wizards.
I'm annoyed. Can I just sidetrack?
Yeah.
Beforehand, at least we got a choice in the matter. Seedless, seeded.
We don't even have a choice.
We don't even have a choice anymore.
I never
Make
thought about
me
it.
Me, Matt. Even as
Monsanto
of a,
again.
As of even 1 year ago, I still had a choice. This year, no choice.
That's
Something's
true.
Up.
What's up with that? Where are the seeds?
I know.
Who's hoarding the seeds, John?
John, would you ever eat a seedless watermelon? Because you're a purist. Do you know where seeded watermelons are? You do. Of course he knows we're seated. Would you eat a seedless one or no? You'd think they're out to get me. John won't eat a seedless watermelon. Because
it's hybridized. It's been messed with.
They're
is the only way to get a seedless watermelon to rig it with chemicals?
No, it's...
They can't hear him.
John's, oh, but John's so it's not it's chemicals. Hybrid. It's more of a crossbreeding situation.
Yeah, it's not chemicals.
Okay.
Yeah, they artificially manipulate the seeds. So if you're a purist like John, you will find a source for seeded watermelon.
I mean,
watermelon.
That's fair.
Just talk to John, Serene. He'll set you up. So let's talk about this timing again, right? It's not even rocket science, though. We think, oh, okay, every 3 to 4 hours and people start calculating and getting out their math. It's easy. All it is breakfast, lunch, afternoon snack, then dinner. Now, if you're hungry in the morning and you wake up early or you got to do your protein fueling after a workout mid-morning, then you have another snack.
And there are different people and we have to know who we are. I need to eat sooner. I will never stretch it to 4 hours unless the world has come to an end and I don't know. I don't know what could distract me to keep it to 4 hours. I've got a fast metabolism like you. I get hungry at the 2 hour point often. Mm-hmm. And I'll just think to myself, I don't want to wreck that protein fueling that's coming up. So maybe I'll just have
a carrot.
I'll have non-starchy
don't
veggies.
Don't forget the carrots.
Carrots can bridge meals.
Yes. They bridge all my meals.
If you're starving.
And an apple
but
sometimes.
I will never have breakfast, lunch. I have breakfast always mid-morning, lunch, mid-afternoon, dinner, and something before bed.
This reminds me of the scene in Lord of the Rings where they're like, what about supper, dinner, twosies, 3 o'clock?
Second breakfast.
Like they eat like every hour.
But I won't stupidly snack except for sometimes.
Yeah, no, all I'm saying there's a time, I think. We'd be smart usually. And I think there's days that you just take off. Like yesterday for us, and you're listening to this probably 2 or 3 weeks ahead, was 4th of July. I woke up and said, Pearl, none of your timing today. You're going to graze. Because
you woke up and said it, didn't you?
It's like even in biblical times, they had feast days. Yeah. And to me, it was like sometimes you just break the rules.
That is so you to be,
break a ruler.
To be conscious of what you're going to do with your food that day.
Right.
Because I'm not conscious of what I'm going to do with my food that day. In the moment, I'm making better choices.
Yeah.
But you both are like my heroes in this area because you get out of bed and you're like, what will be for breakfast? Like, what are we going to...
No,
like,
sorry,
you start
we planned that the night before.
Oh, you're even...
We thought about it. I mean, I
that's
don't know.
Wild. Is that a woman thing or is that a you thing?
No, it's just because we love food and we love honoring our bodies with healthy food. It's so fun. It's
I'll tell you this. Today, I was one of maybe the first where I woke up and I thought, I have time to make breakfast. And that's where the coffee came too. Because I was like, I'm going to do a breakfast.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing a breakfast, I was like
coffee.
Taken back to the 90s.
When there was a tablecloth?
Yeah. When when Matt, what's his name from Friends, did the Coca-Cola Classic commercial.
Don't remember
you
that.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The feeling you get from a Coca-Cola
Classic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good song.
Oh, dude. I mean, I get goosebumps on that commercial. You got to go back and watch it. It's too even though it's Coke, I see your face and I feel your spirit.
No. But I can. No, you didn't feel no spirit.
We can appreciate a good ad, like some beer ads.
Not the latest ones. Oh, my goodness. But the good old ones with the men with that look like men.
Yeah. The horses.
Yeah, so the horses. I saw that commercial the other day and I just about teared up because it was so good and so like, man, just they just captured the spirit of
you know the Tui ads in Australia. Give me a Tui's, you know that beer ad.
Foster's.
I've never even tasted beer, but I'm telling those ads were awesome.
Well, then I thought about the Folgers commercials.
Yeah, they used to make me cry.
I know
so
they
good.
Don't do ads like that anymore. Like the best part, it was always like the male vocal.
Folgers in your cup.
Folgers, you know, and like, and it's just like steaming.
You want that coffee?
Yeah, and Folgers they're looking out.
Precious Folgers.
No, it's...
But it doesn't taste good, but their ads were
the
amazing.
Ads are so good.
You've got to tell them when they do good stuff, and they did good ads.
So that was me this morning. Yeah. And I was just like, the best part. And I was like pouring that steaming coffee in the cup, and I added the cream, and I was just like a girl with a Starbucks just looking out.
Could you be a guy with a Starbucks?
No, because guys are just like,
because coffee. He was in his Daisy Jukes. Oh. So.
Girls with Starbucks, they are emotional. About, you
That's
know, they
true.
Hold it, and they hold it like this with two hands, and they're like... And they get, you know what I'm talking about, their shoulders go up and they're just like.
You still like Mr. Bean.
And then they look out into their dreams.
Yeah.
And then they look back at their broken dreams, which is the reality of their life because they just had their second baby and it's still yellow pooping up its back.
Yeah.
But those and they're like, stuff. This isn't supposed to be.
But that's the stuff dreams are made out of. Yellow poop is such a great poop.
But they're learning that, you know?
They're learning that.
But they have their coffee, their nookie, and it says, you're okay, baby girl. Mommy's here.
It does say that.
And that was me this morning. That's my point.
Mommy was there for you.
Okay, so listen, all this timing business, I mean, if you're a newbie, at first it kind of sounds maybe complicated. So not. Anyone who's done this plan for, you know, a few months, few years, it's breathing in, it's breathing out, it's effortless. Mm-hmm. It's just a way, like Danny said, when he kind of got that playing with the seesaw and he got into his head, it's just a way of taking control and doing it without ruining your metabolism at the same time. And so, you know what? We should save. It's 50 minutes in.
Are we doing a part two?
Yeah, we should do a part two because I wanted to go into the whys of why aren't we kicking out carbs? Why aren't we kicking out fats?
Part two, it comes. Push-up time.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money.